On the show today, we have Steve Recovery's Brian Moffitt talking about a kind of sensitive topic, but one that needs to be addressed nonetheless, collections practices during the coronavirus crisis. So check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Brian Moffitt from CU Recovery. Brian, how's life these days?
It's good, Mike. It's so great to see you. Last time we hung out, it was in Washington, D.C. at the GAT conference.
How times have changed since then.
I've changed in the last 6 weeks for sure. It's crazy.
Gosh, yeah, just amazingly, just wacky. Just wacky, wacky, wacky. So, hey, I'm glad everybody in your neck of the woods is happy, healthy, and safe. And hope it stays that way. And it sounds like you guys are doing the shelter-in-place thing as well, right? Or
yeah. We are. My wife is a hero. She's wearing the many hats, being the teacher. And I don't know if I'm the principal, the gym teacher. I'm not sure what my role is in this, but the kids are home, and I'm obviously home. I work from home anyways, even before the COVID-19.
Yeah.
So nothing's really changed dramatically for our family because I've been home 17 years. But we are staying at home. We're being very aware of what's going on. Our cat's asthma, so we're just being cautious of getting out at least amount of time as we can, and just try to stay safe, man. I mean, that's all we can do. Each family has to take care of themselves.
I agree. And I like how you're the gym teacher. I like that. Good job, sir. Good job.
Better than the music teacher. I don't. Nothing against music teachers. I just have no music ability at all. So.
Well, that's another show. We'll talk about that another. Yes, sir. Hey, we're talking collection practices during the whole coronavirus crisis because that's something that's kind of on the back of people's minds right now. Kind of in a couple of months, things are going to change a lot as far as paying bills and things like that. So, what are you hearing right now? Because right now, I think the optimum word is grace or forgiveness right now with a lot of folks out there right now. Yeah. But as months go on, that might change a little bit. So, what are you hearing right now? What's going on in this area?
Right, and I think we're all in this, what is the new normal?
Yeah.
I caught myself saying that probably a dozen times last week on the phone of, hey, how's new normal for you? And I don't even know what is normal going to be when we get back to whatever we get back to. And so collections, being in the credit union industry, grace is a great word. Even more so probably than forgiveness. Forgiveness almost sounds like, hey, we're forgiving the debt. We're not going to forgive the debt, but we can offer grace during this time. And I think being in this industry, we're there for members. That's the credit union philosophy. And I think we have to lean into that even more during a time of crisis and letting the members know that, hey, we're still there for you. In time of crisis, when you can't make a payment, if you're laid off, if you're short on hours, let's have a conversation and talk through this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really been the credit union philosophy ever since credit unions have been around. So I think we just have to lean into that even a little bit more.
Yeah, I was just on a town hall call where there was at least a couple of dozen credit union executives on there talking about, is $1,200 going to be enough when it gets to you? And, that's not going to happen for another few weeks, in some cases more than a month, but is $1,200 going to be enough? Is there going to have to be another relief payment coming out for folks out there? So I can't imagine it being enough for a lot of folks.
Yeah, and there's creative ways you can work a skip a payment in there, but even then, is skipping one payment going to be enough?
Yeah.
And you're talking about an auto loan or a mortgage loan, a signature loan with a high balance. So it's definitely a unique time, and we have to be, we can't ignore the debt. We can't ignore the collections. We can't ignore, and the problem is the members, they may try to ignore the effort by the credit union. And so, we have to just have that message, that consistent message of, hey, we're here for you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's try to find out what's going on. Let's hear your story.
Right.
And let's find a solution for you and work through that.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's all sorts of, obviously you're the expert in this area, but I'm sure there's like some sort of payment plans and things like that that you can do or just, just that type of stuff. So is that, I foresee that happening quite a bit down the line.
Yeah. Yeah. And you have to be patient through this because your options are either offer grace, let the member make a payment for what they can, or charge off the loan.
Yeah.
And you don't want this huge increase of charge-offs just because you have to work through this time. And again, this is a new normal for everybody. You've got people that are trying to work remote. You've got people, again, that are laid off. You've got people that are furloughed. You've got people that are short on hours. You talk about the service industry and retail. These people aren't working. And so we have to get on the phone. We can't shy away from the phone. We have to put the work in, get on the phone, make these calls to the membership, and then, again, listening to their story mm-hmm. and then trying to build that loyalty. Because if we can be there for them now in the time of crisis, they're going to – it's going to just create loyalty to where – you know, you can't put a price tag on that. So this is a great opportunity to really reach out to the membership.
Yeah, because they're going to be there for you then. If you're there for them now, they're going to be there for you then. So, yeah, it's a good point for sure. For sure. Yeah. Have you seen anything out there? Have you seen any new trends or anything out there right now based on this? Or is it still too early?
Well, I think there's always a delay with delinquency because, you know, people have just started to become laid off in the last few weeks. Yeah, and so that delinquent trend follows – you know, a few months later, 90 days later, 120 days later, mm-hmm. sometime it's even 6 to 12 months or 18 months
later
before you really see the effect of people being laid off, because they're going to get by as long as they can. Mm-hmm. And so they're going to try to make that payment. They're going to try to make that minimum payment. And then you'll see in months ahead is when that delinquency will rise. And I think really that's where the crunch is going to happen. It's a few months from now of people, you know, they've got some savings now, but that potentially could run out. And then what do we do with the delinquent account? And that, again, that's why it's so important to get on the phone now and not shy away from making that touch point with the membership.
Yeah, exactly. And I think this is one of my original questions to you is like, who is impacted by this now? But I think everybody's going to be impacted by that. I don't think this has any demographic. I think it's demographic agnostic, if I get the terminology right, because everybody's going to be affected by this in some form or fashion, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Everybody's affected by it.
Yeah. So what advice do you have for credit unions kind of right now to maybe even prepare, or even if they're involved in something right now? It's just because I know the wave's coming. But what advice do you have for credit unions right now to kind of prepare, 30 days, 90 days down the line?
Yeah, we talk a lot about culture. How do you create a positive culture within your collection department? And I think that's more important than ever right now, because you've got collectors that are working remote. You've got collectors that it's not the normal workday for them. They're not walking into the credit union. They're not going to their cubicle. They're not putting on their headset. They're not making the consistent calls like they would if they were, you know, they're at home. And so how do we keep that culture positive so they are motivated to pick up the phone and make the call to the membership? How are they motivated to listen? You know, we often say a great collector is a great counselor. Yeah. Somebody who can listen to the issues, find out that solution for the member, and then really motivate them to pay, inspire them to pay, mm-hmm. and let them know, hey, listen, we understand that this is affecting all of us, but you still owe this debt to the credit union, and we want to work with you, and we want to do all we can to help you. And again, creating that culture within your department is so big, because then that's going to come across in that phone call to the membership.
Yeah.
So we've got to be creative, especially that C-level, that the CEO, the VP of lending, the collection managers, we have to be active in our collection culture mm-hmm. so they know that we care. And then when you've got the buy-in from your employees, you're going to get the buy-in from your membership.
Yeah. And this is kind of the reality of it all as well. So yeah, it's incredibly, I think the understatement is it's incredibly unfortunate, but again, it's a reality. And so, you know, Creighton's are going to be on the front lines on this and doing this type of work. But again, I think there's a silver lining here. I think they can really turn this into a positive and really help some people in this process and help them with their finances and get on some sort of firm footing for what it's worth right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Just again, great opportunity for that member experience. We talk a lot about it. How do we create a positive member experience? And collections can be a key touch point mm-hmm. For that member experience. Yeah. And again, back to that loyalty. If you can show that you care for the membership, your membership now, when things are better, they're going to care for the credit union. And that's what we're trying to do is build that loyalty.
Yep, indeed, sir. All righty. Well, anything else to add here? Any other trends, issues, or anything like that you want to share in this area?
Well, hopefully at some point, you know, things do get back to normal and we can get back to going to conferences and not doing just virtual learning. At this point, mm-hmm. we're all in the same mm-hmm. situation, a lot of Zoom meetings and Skype phone calls. And again, I think I just want to encourage all of your viewers to make sure you're touching those key touch points with your employees, with the collectors, and that way they're inspired and motivated to do the same thing with your membership.
Indeed. Yeah, I think they'll appreciate it for sure. All right, sir, I'll let you get going. Appreciate the time as always. And I'll let you get back to a gym class. All right.
All right, Mike. Hey, thanks for what you're doing. Love your show.
Thank you.
And appreciate all that you do for the credit union industry. It's awesome.
Oh, my pleasure. Well done, sir.